Now, there are some we love, some we hate, maybe some we don't even notice. But public sculpture keeps making news headlines these days, whether it's debate about controversial figures from the past being kept up on a pedestal, or the vandalism of the aforementioned Luke Kelly's statues, or the underrepresentation of female historical figures on the Irish statue scene. Well, this Saturday is International Sculpture Day, a day to reflect on all of this. And to tell us more, I'm joined now by Professor Paula Murphy. I'll start again. Professor Paula Murphy, Professor Emeritus. See, that's it, Paula. I can't say that word. Will you say it for me? You're a former professor in UCD. Is that, can
exactly,
I say?
Exactly. Yeah. Could we just use that in
yes,
a sense?
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got the School of Art History and Cultural Policy.
Yes. I'm a member of Sculpture Dublin. Yes. Well, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us.
I
watched your talk from February. And I'm going to deliver a quote that you put up on a slide. A nation's life might be said to be recorded in its monuments.
Mm.
That was said by an Irish builder back in May of 1872.
Mm.
So, taking that
not our nation.
No, well, we'll start from there, because when it comes to women's representation in statues and sculptures, we're not doing too well, are we?
We're not doing, well, let's say portrait images very specifically, but what I'm calling real life women. We have, you know, a reasonable number of the other type, you know, from, dare I say, Molly Malone to Mother Ireland or, you know, whatever it would be. But we have a very, very, very few real life women, to the point that there are three of them represented in Dublin. There was once four, but Queen Victoria got taken away.
Yes.
There are three of those three figures. Countess Markievicz is commemorated in three statues.
Okay. Compared to how many portrait statues are of men?
Oh, wow, Ray, I started
hundreds.
Counting.
Hundreds, is it? Is it hundreds?
No, well, I mean, across Ireland, obviously a huge number. But I started counting in Dublin. I was sitting here kind of writing the piece, and I thought, well, I'll put in a number for the men, and I gave up.
Right.
I gave up around 50. I mean, if you're talking statue, I mean, just think of O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
You know, and then you walk up and you
Daniel
go around
O'Connell.
College Green, and in College Green you've got one, two,
Oscar Wilde,
Goldsmith, then you've got Oscar Wilde, then you've got all, I mean, and in Merrion Square, not just Oscar Wilde, but all the busts of men around the square, you know, I mean, they're everywhere you look.
But
men,
that's
men,
that's why I started with that quote, because that reflects how women were perceived in our country over the years. Does it not?
I think it does, of course, and I said that at the end of the article. I said, you know, an awful lot of these statues, I mean, while they're artworks and they're commemoration, they're educational. So you go and you look and you see who it is, and you find out who's been commemorated and why.
Yeah.
And you don't put the ones up to them. So people will say, you know, when you mention some of the women, well, who's she? And they don't know her. Because, you know, there's no way in which she's been remembered out there.
Yeah. Because, she's not there to be seen. Yeah,
exactly. It's like a vicious circle.
It is a vicious circle. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we redress the balance then?
Well, we redress the balance by beginning to put up some of these commemorations. And, I mean, in the article I only mentioned political figures and literary, because that was what I had mentioned in relation to the men. But you know, there are lots of other figures out there at all. I was thinking just this morning of, I don't know how it came into my head, of Siobhan McKenna.
Yeah.
You know, Siobhan McKenna, who was such a fine actress and you know, representing Ireland across the world in her acting. And you know,
Maeve Binchy.
Maeve Binchy. But come back to Siobhan McKenna a moment, because Peggy Mike was one of her great roles. And I reckon that it would be easier to get a statue erected to Peggy and Mike than it would be to Siobhan McKenna. You know?
Yeah.
And Maeve Binchy, now the Dublin City Council has a rule. This isn't across the country, because Sonia O'Sullivan is commemorated down
in Cove,
Cork. Dublin City Council has a rule that the figure has to be sort of well dead. And I should know this. It should be should be in my head. It's either 10 or 20 years.
That's an odd. That's an odd rule, isn't it?
No, I don't. And Ray, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think think, you know, if you put up a commemoration to somebody who's living, you've no idea how their life is going to span out.
That's fair enough, yes. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I think the dust should settle on their fame as well, in a sense. You know?
Okay, so which brings us nicely on to you being a member of the Sculpture Dublin Steering Group.
Yeah.
So how does it work then, from somebody getting an idea in their heads that they want to commemorate somebody with a sculpture to it actually appearing on a street or in a square or wherever?
Okay, so yeah. So Ray, so you want to commemorate a dead Irish hero of yours. Who's your dead Irish hero?
Oh, God, right. Well, let's say, I know, you know, and let's forget about that 10-year rule there. Let's say Gay Byrne. Okay.
Gay Byrne, okay, yeah, yes. Okay. I mean, I think someone will get there before you, but because he's bound to be commemorated.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, Gay Byrne. If you want to put it up in the grounds of RTE, you just go ahead. You do your own thing.
Yeah.
If you want that put up in College Green, for argument, you have to kind of draw up a whole plan about it. You'd make an argument for why he should be commemorated, how he should be commemorated. You might talk to sculptors about that.
But who do you make this argument to?
Well, you have to draw up this whole proposal, and it's, you know, it needs to be a pretty good one. You present it to Dublin City Council.
Okay, right.
And then they're going to discuss and debate in different groups of Dublin City Council, and then they will yay or nay to it.
And where does your steering group come in then?
The steering group that they're talking about there is, this is the difference between sort of Dublin Sculpture, which is talking about sculpture in general in Dublin. Sculpture Dublin, the reverse of that, is a project that was started by Dublin City Council last July. It was launched. And it's a 2-year project, and it's putting 6 new sculptures in place in Dublin. And it's also running a public engagement program whereby it's encouraged the lecture you're talking about. And I'm doing a series of those. And
yes.
And we're doing things to get people to engage with public sculpture. You have to bring people to sculpture. They don't sort of automatically do it.
Will these be statues of people, or will they be just generally sculptures?
They're sculptures. These are not commemorative works.
Right.
These are not commemorative works.
Okay. Well, we played Luke Kelly there, and
yes.
We mentioned him. And were they erected on the same day? Two individual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel about that now?
I didn't feel good about it. No, I really didn't feel good about it. I think another male statue to begin with, but two of the same person. There shouldn't be two statues of the same person in the one city. There just shouldn't be. I mean, I'm not sure that there even should be in the country. We have that as well. There's a Liam Mellows in Galway, appropriately. And then it was decided, I can't remember, 2-3 years ago, that a Liam Mellows would go up in Dublin. Now, it's not in the city centre, but nonetheless, it's Dublin.
Excuse my ignorance, but who's Liam Mellows? I'm sorry.
Liam Mellows, one of those sort of fighters in you know, gaining us our freedom.
Okay,
and
right.
I'm not a historian either, right. But that's about as much as I know. But, you know, and most of these people who are being, and that I mentioned in the article, it's largely about, you know, Ireland and freedom.
Yes, okay.
And sorry, come back to the quote at the beginning that you mentioned, that you got from my lecture.
A nation's life might be said to be recorded in its monuments.
Yeah, we've no record of our past. All the monuments, pretty much all the monuments commemorating colonialism, if you like, in Ireland, were, you know, blown up or taken down or
Nelson,
whatever.
Yeah.
So the history is not there.
Okay. And how do you feel about, you know, that's the other thing we mentioned in the intro, about, you know, famous historical figures, and we're now looking at them in a different light and sort of judging them for things they did, and maybe saying that it's not appropriate that they should be up on a pedestal?
Yeah, I'm in the retain and explain camp.
Right.
You keep the work where possible, and you put up an information plaque, because that's educational too. Once you take things down, they're gone.
Yeah.
And the opportunity to inform has gone with them.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think there was a statue of a Lord Lieutenant, the Earl of Carlisle, up in the Phoenix Park. The pedestal is still there, and the name is on the pedestal. The statue was blown up in 1958. Now, I don't see why he wouldn't be there with an information plaque about, you know,
his place in our history.
Lord Lieutenant.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've about 30 seconds, Paula. So if you were the minister for statues, commemorative statues, which is the first one you would erect?
Commemorative to a person?
Yes.
Oh, crikey. I actually don't know, because I would be more, I mean, I want those to go up. I want there to be commemorations of women, but I'd be more interested in the more in more abstract
okay.
work and really good abstract pieces in the city.
Right. Former professor at UCD, Paula Murphy. Thanks so much for talking to us today, and I'm
Thanks,
sure we'll talk
Rick.
Again. Thank you.
Thank
you. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.